It's a time of the year to think about year-end giving. Giving Tuesday, that's tomorrow, is a global generosity movement unleashing the power of people and organizations to transform their communities and the world tomorrow and every day. It was started in 2012 as a simple idea, a day to encourage people to do good. Joining us now to tell us more about it in the local Itasca County area is Chris Fulton. He's executive director of the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation. Chris, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Heidi. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does Giving Tuesday mean to you and the work you do at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation?
Well, we're obviously all about giving.
Yeah.
And so this is a special day for us. It kind of culminates a year, end of the year, coincides with a bunch of other days where people are kind of focused on giving. But instead of giving to people that you know, Giving Tuesday is more about giving to things that you love. And so that's what Giving Tuesday is all about. So it's a big day in the philanthropic community. And so we're just going to take advantage of it and hope that everyone else does too.
You know, Grand Rapids is in the title of your organization, but you guys serve a lot bigger area and you have these community funds. I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about them and the work that they've been able to do because of the generosity of folks.
Right. Well, we actually cover what we call Greater Itasca. So the Greater Itasca area is the county of Itasca with, I call it fuzzy edges.
Okay.
So we bring in the little communities that you're driving up to and you see the Itasca County, you know, you're departing Itasca County. Hill City is one, Reamer is one, Black Duck, over around the Kewatin area. So Itasca County with fuzzy edges is where we really provide 98% of our giving.
Okay.
And yeah, Giving Tuesday, we're really focusing again this year, and this is the third year that we're doing this, on our community funds. And so 3 years ago, we started this project. It's an effort to create community philanthropy. So creating some funds that support our local rural areas. So we've got, if you run from west to east across the Itasca County area, you've got the Deer River area, which is a big area. If you ask somebody where the Deer River area is, it stretches quite a ways north and covers basically the school district for Deer River. Then you've got the Hill City area, which covers all the small little towns that are stretched out across northern Aiken County. Then you've got the Greenway area, which, you know, the 169 corridor, basically from La Prairie up to Pengilly. The Nashwauk area, which has been around for about 20 years. This fund is kind of the model that we used to build the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have kind of a catch-all. It's called the Greater Itasca Area Community Fund. And it covers really all the areas that I didn't just mention. So when you get up around Big Fork, the northern part of Itasca County, the southwest corner of Itasca County down into the Reamer area, and even the southeast down around the Warba area. So those are the ones that the entire county is covered by these funds, and we're making an effort again this year to grow those funds because we're almost to the end of the Blandon match. So let me just take a second and talk about that. 3 years ago, the Blandon leadership was interested in some discussions that we were having that started with city councils, going around to these small communities and talking to the city councils about the community fund and using Nashwauk as an example. And through that discussion that I was able to have with the Blandon leadership, they requested that I put in a grant request because they believe in this. They believe in local people taking care of themselves, which is what a community foundation allows them to do. And so they laid a $1 million matching challenge grant on the table. That's $200,000 for each one of these community funds. They match it. It's doubled. They now have a $400,000 community fund as a jump start to start doing good in their community. So we're just getting near the very end of that match. And so we're making a big effort. There was an insert in the paper this weekend in the Herald Review that talks about Giving Tuesday. And tomorrow we have events across our entire area where people can go, find out more, make a donation, and make a gift to their community. It's all about the sequence of this time of year. You start with Black Friday, then you go into Small Business Saturday. Today is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. So all these events where you're buying things for people that you know, well, tomorrow's an opportunity to give a gift to somebody you might not know, but to something that you love.
And it's a good time, so you're not just giving what you can afford to give, but it's going to be matched by the Blandin Foundation.
Double your gift.
Is there any... does that have to be a giant donation?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, whatever anyone is able and comfortable to give. And we're very, very close. Actually, we're just excited about how well this has gone. Greenway met the match.
Wow.
The Greenway area met the match 2 weeks ago. You know, they've got this fund now. It started, and this next year they'll be able to provide some granting dollars. But everybody else is really, really close.
Yeah.
And so I think by the end of this year, a couple more of them are definitely going to make the match. And then soon after that, we'll be complete on this match. It's too good a deal not to take advantage of. You know, everybody likes to double their money.
Sure.
That's right. So each community makes a they set forth the program or the giving that they're going to do into their community, I assume.
Yeah, here's the beauty of a community fund, because the community foundation just manages these dollars. We it's called an endowment, so we invest it, and then the growth goes back to the community every day, every year. But in each one of these community funds, there is an advisory committee, a local advisory committee of community members who know the local area and know what needs to be done. And so they are the ones that make the granting decisions, and then all we do is send checks out and go make presentations with them. And, you know, we get the fun part of giving money away.
So you said Greenway is in a great spot right now. They've already reached the goal. Do you know what they want to do with those funds, or do you know that kind of thing at all? Or,
you know, Greenway, you know, they'll figure that out to a greater extent, you know, as we yeah. move along. The beauty about a community fund is it's unrestricted. So things are going to change. You know, right. Our needs are going to change in our communities over time. These funds are going to last forever. And so as these needs change, the fund is going to be able to adjust with the needs. Now, Greenway is really big on youth events. So I anticipate in the near term, at least, a lot of the youth activities are going to be funded.
Yeah.
With that fund.
So this could be anything from a, like, crisis grants for, you know, people needing to raise money if you've got exorbitant medical bills, or for building a new building or a community site or something like that. I mean, it really stretches the gamut of
more the second than the first.
Okay.
We're limited in what we can do for individuals.
Okay.
And that's an IRS ruling.
Yeah.
It makes it difficult for us to grant directly to individuals. It's hard. We can't hand a check to a person. Mm-hmm. But we do have the Cancer Crisis Fund, and instead of handing the check to the person, we'll hand a check to Holiday Gas Station for gas cards so they can drive back and forth to Mayo or wherever they need to get to for treatment. So
right.
There's ways that we can work around that, but you think of local needs, you think of, you know, Nashwalk is a great example because they've been around for a while, but they give to school programs, after-school programs, uniforms for different groups in a school. They've got a food shelf up there. They bring bone builders from Elder Circle here in town up to their area. So,
okay.
Again, a wide variety. It has to be a charitable purpose. It has to be, you know, it's for the community good.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty wide open slate when you think of it.
So you said there's a lot of events tomorrow. Do you want to tell us about some of them?
Well, yeah, let me tell you, because people can go to these events, find out a little bit more, or they can make a gift, and they can make a gift at these events, or they can go online to the Community Foundation website and make a gift as well. But the Greater Itasca area is going to be in the Community Foundation here in Grand Rapids, and that's going to be from 11 to 2.
Okay.
So the Deer River area, if you're from over on the western part of Itasca County, they're going to be in the Woodland Bank over in Deer River from 10 until 4. Hill City is going to be in the Roadside Market, which is the gas station as you're driving south, right in the left side, down in Hill City. And they're going to be there from 10 until 6. Nashwalk is going to be in the American Bank in Nashwalk. They've been there the last couple of years, and that's a good spot for them to park and, you know, see people. And they're going to be there from 8:30 until 4. And then Greenway, they've met the match. A little harder for them because they're spread out quite a bit to find a good spot. So just donate online for the Greenway Fund. And even though they've met the match, I mean, this is just the start for these community funds. What will happen in the future in a perfect world, and I think we'll get there, is people will start now considering their community in their estate plans. Because now what the beauty of a community fund is that it allows people to make a gift back to their community. And right now, it's kind of hard to do that. You can't walk into City Hall and hand them a check and say, I want to do this charitable thing, because that's not what cities do.
Mm-hmm.
So without a community fund or without a community foundation, you really can't, you can't do that. And so over time, these things are going to grow and they're going to just do good things. And I use the expression, these funds are really for your grandchildren's grandchildren. So if you think about that, you think about how long that is in the future, it's hard to imagine. But these funds are going to be there and they're going to be doing good things in our community.
So our great-grandchildren talk about their ancestors.
And the good things that we did. Yeah. The foresight that we had in setting up these community funds.
Now, if you can't make the events, you can donate online at gracf.org. You'll find the links there. Is that
yep,
right?
Yep, there's community fund links right on the front page.
Okay, and if you need more information, we can also help you out. You can give us a call at 800-662-5799. Don't forget, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So it's a great way to give back to these towns and places that we love in northern Minnesota.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.